To the Officer Jack McGlam program from that great place in the USA, Idaho County, Idaho, to be exact, the great Rocky Mountains here. And it's really wonderful up here this time of year. Yes, it's winter time, but the sun is shining bright today, probably 45 to 50 degrees out here. A couple inches of snow are about gone, and it's just a beautiful time to be in the great Rocky Mountains. Wish you could be here. Well, a lot of things going on in the Great Rocky Mountains and around the nation today and around the world. We've just heard a little bit from the Associated Press. Our dear brother, Sergeant Kevin Benderman, has been picked up in Hainesville, Georgia, and other places around the world, the nation and the world, to tell his story about why he said, no, I will not go back to the oil wars, he describes them, in Iraq. And here I'll share this with you to start out. You know, of course, we're a police and military association here, actually two of us here in the Great Rocky Mountains, so we concentrate a lot of our efforts on what's going on in the military and in law enforcement today around the nation and around the world. So let's go to the Associated Press and say to you that there's an article there called Wounded Child, Mass Graves Behind Soldiers' Refusal to Return to Iraq. A young girl clutching her arm blackened by burns, dogs feeding on bodies in mass graves. The images still haunt Sergeant Kevin Benderman 15 months after he came home from Iraq. Witnessing the brutal reality of war, Benderman says he made him choose conscience over his commitment to fellow troops. That's why after 10 years in the Army, he can bear the insults that he's receiving. Oh, boy, boy, boy. An officer called him a coward. His battalion chaplain shamed him in an email from Kuwait. That's because Benderman, whose unit just deployed for a second combat tour to Iraq, refused to return to the war. Some people may be born a conscientious objector, but sometimes people realize that certain events in their lives to the path they're on is the wrong one, Benderman says. We'll be right back with more from Sergeant Benderman when we return on the Officer Jack McGlam program. Stay tuned.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure, 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Folks, to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop Jack McLam, retired up here in the Great Rocky Mountains with you today. And we're talking about a buddy of ours, Sergeant Kevin Benderman, who we had on the radio last week. He has said no after being there in Iraq for one tour, going back, and that's what we're talking about here. He's gotten attention from the Associated Press, which means they're reading this story across the nation today. And he says here, some people may be born a conscientious objector, but sometimes people realize through certain events in their lives that the path they're on is the wrong one, Benderman said. The idea was, do I really want to stay in an organization where the sole purpose is to kill? 40-year-old sergeant stunned his commanders at Fort Stewart when he filed notice December 28 that he was seeking a discharge as a conscientious objector. His timing could hardly have been worse for the Army. This month, the Fort Stewart-based 3rd Infantry Division deployed its 19,000 soldiers for their second tour in Iraq since the 2003 invasion. Benderman's unit, a 3rd Forward Support Battalion, was leaving for Kuwait on January 5th when his commanders ordered Benderman to deploy while they processed his conscientious objector application. He refused to show up for his flight. In an interview with the Associated Press at his home just outside Fort Stewart, Benjamin said he never grasped the misery that war inflicts on civilians as well as combatants until he saw it firsthand. He told of bombed-out homes and displaced Iraqis living in mud huts and drinking from mud puddles, mass graves in Kandaquin near the Iranian border where dogs fed off the bodies of men, women, and children. He recalled his convoy passing a little girl, no older than 10, on the roadside clutching a badly injured arm. Benjamin said his executive officer refused to help because the troops had limited medical supplies. Her arm was badly burned, third-degree burns, just black. She was standing there with her mother begging for help, Benjamin said. That was an eye-opener to seeing how insane all of this really is. Benjamin said the officer who took his objector notice dismissed him as a coward. His unit's chaplain offered little encouragement. Chaplain said, "You should have had the moral fortitude to deploy with us and see me here in Kuwait to begin your conscientious objector application." Army Chaplain Matt Templeton said in a recent email to Benjamin, "You should be ashamed of the way you have conducted yourself. I certainly am ashamed of you." Nice chaplain, folks. That's good good counseling, isn't it? Now, Benjamin, a mechanic who has been reassigned to a non-deploying rear detachment unit, could face court-martial. Fort Stewart officials have not decided whether to charge him. Separately, he must convince commanders he is morally opposed to war in all forms. The Army regulations define conscientious objection despite his lengthy military service and previous combat tour. If he went to Iraq and then comes back and says, "I'm now opposed to war," the issue is, are you opposed to all wars or just this one you don't want to go back to, said Mark Stevens, a North Carolina military defense lawyer and retired Marine Corps judge advocate. He wasn't opposed to a war 2 years ago. Why is he opposed to it now? Benjamin's wife, Monica, said her husband hinted that he had doubts about taking part in a war in a letter he sent home after referenced scholars' belief that Iraq was home to a biblical Garden of Eden. He said, "I am here in the Garden of Eden, and what am I doing here with a gun?" she said. Raised as a Southern Baptist in Tennessee, Benjamin keeps an open Bible on his living room table, but says he's more spiritual than religious. After going to Iraq, he picked up the Quran and was struck by the similarities between Islam and Christianity. Benjamin returned in September 2003 after serving 8 months in Iraq with the 4th Infantry Division at Fort Hood, Texas. From Fort Hood, Texas. As a mechanic, he fixes Bradley fighting vehicles. He says he never fired a weapon in combat. Still, Benjamin said he had started questioning whether he could return to a war zone when he transferred to Fort Stewart in October 2003. He says he never mentioned his doubts to soldiers in his new unit with the 3rd Infantry. Benjamin trained with them for a year as the troops prepared for their second tour. By December, he had even packed his clothes and equipment for shipping overseas. Benjamin acknowledges that waiting more than a year until right before deployment to seek objector status may seem out of the blue, but he insists his decision came from long deliberation, not desperation. People say, "You're abandoning these soldiers that depend on you, and so that weighs on you," he said. "But what's worse, going over there and participating in war and maybe doing something that can help people figure out that you don't have to go to war?" When he was on our program, folks, one of his main points he kept repeating is there's got to be a different way to solve our differences than war. Well, and also he told us that he believed this was a war for oil and not a war for anything that benefited the American people or secured their freedom. He knows this to be true, and of course we do here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and our sister organization, Police and Military Against the New World Order. And this brother has taken a stand. People say he's a coward. I can tell you right now that police officers and soldiers, those that take the oath to swear to defend the people of the United States and protect the Constitution, the people's rights and liberties, and property and person, when they take a stand against government immorality and unlawfulness on the part of government, that is not cowardice, folks. You are putting yourself in a very tight situation if you stand up and challenge this powerful government and the international crime families that control it today. Say anything you want to about Sergeant Kevin Benderman, but my goodness gracious, has he put himself into the soup. He is in deep kimchi, as we say in the military, and that is not cowardice. Anything else it might be, it's not that. Well, I would say to pray for our brothers and sisters out there, all of them, folks, that they'll be kept safe, but pray for those two that are standing up when they find out why we're really over there, and it has nothing to do with protecting the American people or fighting terrorism, and pray for them that they have the courage of their convictions to stand up and say we're wrong in what we're doing, because we certainly are. When we serve as mercenaries for these international crime families that want to control the world and control the natural resources of the world. Well, Iran is next, folks. Do you have any doubt? You hear George Bush and his cronies beating the war drums. You hear the media beating the war drums for a war in Iran next. Iran, without a doubt, is next on the hit list. We've seen the list straight from the neocons, straight from Israel, that have presented it to the President of the United States, the Congress, and to the neocons there in the Pentagon, that Iran is next on the hit list of Israel's enemies. And also, the goal is to take over all the natural resources and take it into the international crime family's control, and the proceeds be laundered through the international banking community. We found that out about a week after the takeover of Iraq. One of the talking heads on television, I think it was Fox News, came on and said that the international banks have just taken over Iraq, and the Iraqi people should be proud that the international bankers now have control of the economy of Iraq. Interesting, isn't it, folks? You know, the international bankers who control this nation and the nations of the world, I guess, do not control entirely the oil revenues coming in from that very oily part of the world over there. And they want control of it, and they want to set up the, instead of a gold and silver system, they want a phony, like a Federal Reserve system over there, fraud system like we have in America, Britain, Israel, and other nations like that in these oil-rich nations. Iran next. Here's a little ditty that came across the desk. I don't have much information on it, but it says, Iran calling Bush's words threats, says it will not be intimidated. A number of Iranian officials declared Tuesday that Iran would not be intimidated by threats a day after President Bush refused to rule out military action against Iran if it continues to pursue nuclear weapons. Believe it or not, folks, believe it not that we're going to Iran next, and Saudi Arabia, and then Syria, and on and on and on. Report U.S. conducting secret missions in Iran just came out just a couple days ago. I'm sure you've heard about it, that we've been conducting secret missions, reconnaissance missions, for nuclear, chemical, and missile targets. The New Yorker came out and stated that a few days ago. Yes, get your children ready, folks. If they're of military age, the draft is coming. The draft is being reopened. Let's see if we have something on that here. I thought we did. Let's see. Well, maybe this is it. I'm kind of turned around here. Yes, coming draft for Israel, living in denial, allowing the loss of our young race's young lives for an unworthy cause of another state is a monumental crime, what I'm looking at on the web right now. I haven't read it yet. Be right back with more of the program, folks, after we return after these breaks.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Jack McLam program, and wow, my goodness, things are happening. Things are jumping around here. We got a congressman now saying to pull out of Iraq, a Republican congressman. My goodness, is he putting his foot into it. Anyway, we're just dancing around here trying to keep up with everything here. The Tucson Daily Star is talking about the recruiters are invading the schools over there. Tremendous invasion going on. And it's happening. The draft, they're getting ready to do the draft, folks. The recruiters are out. I'm just reading an article here that schools, the colleges are being hit up now for registration, and I'm reading an article here now about some of the figures. Princeton Survey Research Associates of Newsweek said 13% of the students at Princeton favored the draft, 37 said it should be considered, 45% said it should not be considered, 46%. Mid-January, Fox News opinion dynamics when goaded with if it became clear that more soldiers are needed in a war against terrorism, would you approve or disapprove of reinstatement of the military draft? 56% approved and 36% of the people disapproved. Well, my goodness gracious, if you believe these polls anyway. And we have another one here from, Horatio Alger Association has recently completed a survey of high school students, recording a rise in expectation that they will be impressed into a military draft and service during their lifetime. 55% majority of the students surveyed believe they'll be drafted, up 45% from a year ago. Then ask how they felt about the mandatory two-year tour of duty that they're now talking about. 70% of the students were opposed. Helping to push this is this article that just came to us from the Arizona Daily Star here that says the Tucson Unified School District Governing Board will examine how often military recruiters should be allowed to visit high school campuses after parents complain that Tucson High is frequently letting recruiters in to mingle with their students during lunchtime. The Tucson Unified School District Governing Board heard from two parents that some Tucson high school students were feeling very pressured by the military recruiters' visits, who have been on campus as much as four times a week. The Tucson High School Council, made up of parents, teachers, community members, and students, voted to create a subcommittee to examine the issue. Federal No Child Left Behind law requires schools to allow military recruiters the same access that students as college recruiters and employers recruiting for their companies. It also requires the districts to provide students' contact information to the armed forces representatives. That's your No Child Left Behind. I guess it means no child left out of the military as a mercenary for these wars for oil that are going on, folks. Very, very sad. The heavy presence of military recruiters without an equal presence from employers or colleges could give students an incomplete picture of their future, Mr. Glatson said. It is not right to subject them to unequal view of their opinions, she said, or I guess it's Mrs. Glaxton. Who is this lady here? Hannah Glaxton. One of the parents of a sophomore there, she said. Not right to subject them to this unequal view. The district says does not have a uniform policy on military recruiters and is up to school principals to determine access of the recruiters, said the Tucson Unified School District. The governing board could not take official action because the issue was not on the meeting's agenda, but board members said they wanted Superintendent Roger Pfeffer to address the situation. We need to deal with this administratively first, Mr. Pfeffer said. So, get ready, folks. I'm sorry to tell you this, but we've known all along here for months and months and months, because we get our information from those in the know and also reading the foreign press out there, who seems to know an awful lot about what's going on in America today, that the draft is coming. Bush and his international crime buddies have to take over the Middle East, every bit of it, take over all the oil, and set up these permanent military bases, U.S. bases over there. There's 10 at least going in right now, permanent military bases, folks. This is phony baloney of them talking about a withdrawal and pulling out, because it's just not going to happen. That's the staging area. Iraq is the staging area for going into all these other countries and taking over the land and taking over the natural resources. So it's just on the way. Let's go to a congressman now, very brave congressman, maybe very foolish, because the neocons are going to come and get him now and carry him away. You watch and see. We'll talk about this brave congressman right after we get back from the break.
Your You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Tonight is Open Phones Night, so let me get to it. Let's open the phone lines up, and then I want to read you about a very brave North Carolina congressman who's putting his career on the line by what he's saying here, without a doubt. But if you'd like to call in tonight and talk about anything, whatever you want to talk about, go ahead and call in at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Yes, we have Congressman Cobble, C-O-B-L-E, I think is how you say it. Cobble says it may be time to pull out of Iraq. Representative Howard Cobble, a Greensboro Republican who supported the invasion of Iraq, said Sunday that it's time to consider withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq. Very, very unlikely there, Congressman. Cobble said mounting casualties in Iraq have led him to say publicly what few political leaders, Democrat and Republican, have been willing to discuss. He says, I got fed up with picking up the paper and reading 10, 12, 15 American soldiers killed, he said. How many more will we lose tomorrow? Well, Congressman Cobble, I'll tell you what, we're going to lose a lot. Because the draft is coming after the next terrorism attack, which sadly we here at Police and Military Associations these two police and military associations believe will come pretty quick on America, because it's going to be very, very necessary for you to be of the frame of mind mentally to give up your young girls and young boys to these wars for oil that the Bush crime family has in mind for you and your family. And what better way to do it if 100,000 to a half a million Americans are killed in the next terrorist attack? You're going to give up your children because they've seen you do it before when America gets attacked, and get on the bandwagon for war wherever they point the finger, whoever they point the finger at. And, of course, this time it'll be Iran and Syria. And those bad guys are going to be the ones behind this next terrorist attack. But anyway, Congressman Cobble, we thank you for standing up and speaking out. He's talking about the deaths over there. Well, I don't know if he knows. I don't know, because the government's not talking about it. But the depleted uranium alone is killing thousands upon thousands upon thousands of our soldiers that just are the walking dead right now. They don't know that they're already dead. And, of course, we've ruined the land over there where we bombed with this depleted uranium. The people in those areas will slowly die. They will not have children. If they do, the children are being born deformed even as we speak. And that depleted uranium stays in the ground for more years than you and I can even comprehend. I hear it's millions of years half-life. And so it's very serious what's going on over there, and we're going to send your girls and boys over there to mess around in that depleted uranium dust, and they're going to be part of the walking dead. Very, very sad situation. But, of course, we don't know these things. We don't believe these things, even if we hear it, because Bush is a good Christian boy, and he believes Jesus Christ is his favorite philosopher, and he's a good old boy. So he wouldn't dare do this to the American people, would he now? Well, I got news for you. Kennedy, the Kennedy boy, his middle initial is M for murder, who, as Edward Kennedy stood up and said now that the Democrats have to come up with a better plan. You know, I guess the Republicans have stole their platform. They've stole the Democrats' platform, and he's really disturbed. Well, that reminds me, folks, of back 25 years ago when Norman Thomas, for many, many years, was the U.S. Socialist presidential candidate in America, and he proclaimed America, the American people will never knowingly adopt socialism. But under the name of liberalism, they will adopt every fragment of the socialist-communist program until one day America will be a socialist nation without knowing how it happened, unquote. Now, where he sounds like Kennedy is that Kennedy's saying that they've got to come up with a different platform to run on. Well, Norman Thomas, the head of the candidate for the U.S. Socialist Presidential Candidate Party, and guess what? Gus Hall, some of you might remember, the U.S. Communist Party candidate, both quit American politics after many, many years, agreeing that the Republican and Democratic parties by 1970 had adopted every plank of the Communist Socialist Party, and they no longer had an alternative party platform to run on. Well, I think Kennedy is feeling the same heat. The Republican Party has become a socialist party. They are the party that has usurped the Democratic Party. They're more Democratic than Republican by a long shot. They believe in monster huge government. They built a monster huge government, bigger than any government in the history of the United States, and still building it with new agencies to surveil the American people. Government control of people and property, they've usurped that from the Democrats. They enforce UN mandates and treaties that the Democrats used to always push. Economically, they depress the private sector growth and share our wealth with the rest of the world, which Democrats alone used to do. They protect the environment by stopping private sector growth, so they're promoting the environmental movement. They fund population control, fund abortion more than the Democrats do at this time, get people out of their cars by raising the price of gas, which the Arabs didn't do. When the Arabs were in control of the oil over there, folks, they didn't raise the price to the levels they are now. It's only when the Bush crime family got over there, started taking over the oil in Iraq and other areas, that the prices have begun to go up, and then they'll go back a little bit, and then they'll go up higher, they'll go back and go up even higher. And this is all part of the international program to level America to a third world nation, to where we can be merged with the rest of the world in third world nation status. Let's go to the phones tonight. Paul, did you say somebody was on the line? Jim in Texas, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, Jim.
Hey, Jack, how you doing? Good to talk to you. I just want to talk a little bit about the changing of America. And I used to be an electrician for a long time down in South Texas, down in a little place called Corpus Christi, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Corpus Christi is extraordinarily close to the border. I was a member of the IBEW down there, and it's the largest union in the United States. And actually, it's one of the reasons why most people work 8 hours a day. A lot of people don't do this. But what's happening is with the influx of the immigration that's going on right now, especially in South Texas, and since the borders are wide open constantly, you get people who are willing to work for a lower wage, and then the job quality suffers and so forth. And so someone like me who decides, you know, hey, I can't risk my life, because, you know, when you work with electricity, you're risking your life. I can't risk my life for $10 an hour anymore.
Uh-huh.
And so you move on. And this is what's happening to America. This is where we're going. We're all becoming impoverished based on the fact that we're going to flood our borders and flood our border states with people who are willing to do a job for less. And then the people who have been used to a better lifestyle have to move on to find something else. And the human nature, or the American nature, you know, once you find something that you're good at, that you like to do, you don't want to change that. And so therefore, myself, I've become confused over the years. You know, I've traveled from job to job, career to career. Now I'm making more money than I ever had, but at the same time, I miss what I used to do. But I can no longer do it because someone's willing to do it for less. A lot of people out there don't like the word union, but it's what made this country strong. And so rather than having a union buster go out and break your teeth, they just open up the borders and let the immigrants come in and do a cheaper job.
Yes. Well, that's absolutely right, my friend. It's sad, but that's part of the program to bring us down to third world nation status.
Yeah, and if the generations below us, you know, I mean, obviously it's not going to happen with the generations below us. It has to happen now, Jack, with us. And unfortunately, with the amount of money that's going through the system right now, with the powers that be and the generation below us, they'll never understand the need for a strong movement of concerned citizens based on freedom. You know, the people now, all they care about is their television and, you know, whose housewife is having sex with whose husband. You know, it's a distraction, and as long as that distraction is still going to be there, I'm afraid it's not going to happen anytime soon.
Well, good point, my friend. Good point. And right on target, too. You know what you're talking about. We appreciate your input.
Well, I appreciate you taking the call, Jack.
All right. You take care. Call back again now. All right. Did you say Ken? Ted in Massachusetts. Ted?
Hey, how you doing
down here, brother?
How you doing, brother Jack?
Yeah, it's good to have you on, Ted. How you been?
I'm doing okay. TV
good,
show's
good.
Going well.
Yeah.
I hope you visited the website. I did edit it, by the way, and it's a pleasure to be with you here tonight. I was wondering if you might be able to tell me any more information you might have heard about the actual numbers of our military being injured or killed in Iraq. I understand the numbers being told to us through the Alphabet Networks is.
We've heard here at our Police and Military Association that they're just about double. The government's saying around 10,000. Well, through our sources of medics and others that work in the field, they're estimating that these figures are probably doubled of the injured of our soldiers, around 20,000 that are injured. But we don't have any hard evidence of that. It's just for those on the ground telling us about the extreme number of caskets leaving, that the death toll is much higher than what we're being told, and the medics and those in the medical profession saying that they've never had so many casualties. So I think we're being lied to. There's no question about it. It's just how much are we being lied to? That seems to be the question.
Okay there, Brother Jack. I appreciate you answering my question, and I look forward to hearing you here on the East Coast.
Thanks for all you're doing there, Ted.
And no problem. We'll keep pushing them your way, brother.
I appreciate that very much.
God bless you. Have a good night.
God bless you, too. Well, abuse. Soldiers being persecuted and prosecuted, folks. All across the scale, we're finding that once again, the lowest level soldier is being held up for being the problem with this abuse in various parts of the military that's in the war zone over there. Abu Ghraib prison's only one place. And now we have a report coming in that the lowest level of soldiers are being prosecuted in the UK. UK soldiers accused of abusing civilians in Iraq. One of them's a war hero who's been obeying orders. He said that the reason he was abusing prisoners, he was obeying orders. And he told this to his court-martial, Corporal Daniel. Listen to these now. Corporal, Lance Corporal. I mean, you can't get much much lower than that of these guys that we're being told thought all of this up by themselves, folks, and abused these prisoners because they just didn't had a lot of time on their hands, evidently. Well, Corporal Daniel Keenan, 33, denies several abuse charges at a court-martial of three soldiers in Ahrensburg, Germany. His defense counsel, Joseph Garrett, said orders given by commanding officers were to blame for the alleged abuse. Lance Corporal Mark Cooley also denies all charges. Lance Corporal Darren Larkin admits one assault but denies another charge. Of three, all of the Royal Regiment of Fusiliers from Britain face a total of nine abuse allegations. The alleged offenses are said to have taken place at an aid camp known as the Breadbasket in Basra, southern Iraq, on or around 15 May 2003, just weeks after the coalition troops had ousted Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein. Mr. Garrett blamed the military plan known as Operation Alibaba, referring to the story of Alibaba and the 40 Thieves, for the alleged offenses. Camp commander Major Dan Taylor, responsible for Operation Alibaba, told his troops to catch looters who have been stealing food and work them hard. Work them hard is the term he used, the court heard. Mr. Garrett told the court the whole reason he, Corporal Kennan, was in the dock, in the jail, in the system right now being prosecuted is what they mean by in the dock, stems from those who gave orders to operate the plan Alibaba. This order contravened the Geneva Convention, according to prosecution lawyer Lieutenant Nick Chapham. The court has been shown 22 photographs detailing the alleged abuses. Prime Minister Tony Blair expressed his disgust at the shocking and appalling photographs in the House of Commons on Wednesday. Folks, I'm asking you to call in tonight and tell me if there's a single soldier you have talked to, or if you're a soldier that believes that these little guys, I can't say little guys, they may be bigger than this old cop, but I'm saying these low-level grunts out there thinking all of this up, all this abuse by themselves. Here in America, the soldiers at the lowest levels are being prosecuted and put away. I think this Gurner guy is a bad guy. This is only what we're hearing here, but he is not. He didn't think up all these things by himself. I can't seem to find a single soldier that believes that, and this is either a command soldier or a non-com, anybody with any stripes on their shoulders cannot tell us that they believe these soldiers thought all this up by themselves. They all believe they were following orders. Anybody that believes differently, call us in, call up tonight at 800-313-9443, because I'd like to have at least one person in the military or former military tell me that these young men and women thought all this up by themselves. I have a personal friend who has been in Iraq and actually had lunch with the colonel, the female colonel that took over Abu Ghraib prison, and she never should have, because she was an administrative person, I understand. And she told him at lunch on several occasions that four different intelligence agencies were in her prisons and were given authority that she had to allow them to interrogate prisoners. One, I've forgotten one of them. I'm sorry, it's been about 8 months ago. I've been we were told this, but one of them was the CIA. The other one was Army Intelligence. The other was the Mossad, who was teaching the torture methods used in Israeli prisons. And we've had other soldiers come to us here at our Police and Military Association and tell us that they were sickened by the Mossad and their torture system that they used in the Israeli prisons. And then there was another one, and I'm just sorry, I can't remember what it was, but there was four organizations, governmental organizations, that were in control of handling the abuse of these prisoners over there, the torture. So anybody that thinks that these young soldiers thought this up by themselves, call in tonight on the Officer Jack McLam program and post your vote against these young people. Okay, folks, we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back with more after this break.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're back, and it looks like we're just about out of time. If you're going to call in, you need to do it quick, 800-313-9443. But I want to take you to our new website, Patriot Politicians Lead Wars. There is a way, folks, for us to stop this insanity of wars for oil and the draft coming up that's going to draft everybody you know, girls and boys alike, over 18 to 26, I think, right now. They're talking about raising it to 36 years old. everybody you know, girls and boys alike, are going to be in the draft system, and a lot of them are going to go and die for Israel and oil. If you agree with that, fine. But I think the American people, most of us, agree that we should be there protecting America. And anywhere we go in the world, we ought to be there protecting America from attack and our security. And that is not why we're over there in the Middle East. Now, we have Patriot Politicians Lead Wars. Go to that website. It's easy to find. Just write this out, PatriotPoliticiansLeadWars.org, and you'll find our flyer that you can print out and pass out to everybody on the left and the right of the political spectrum, because the left and the right's children are going to be drafted along with the left's and the right's children. There will be no wealthy people's kids going in, of course. Senator Chuck Hagel recently said in a speech that he wants to bring back the draft for all Americans, possibly speaking of you and me and our children, but of course not for his own children, of course. Each American, he said, should sacrifice and give something personally towards these wars for oil. He went on to say that the draft would require shared sacrifice from both the rich and the poor. Ho, ho, ho. Do you believe that, folks? Any of you been in the military? How many rich guys you see in there beside you? Oh, they like to get out and fly those beautiful jets at 30,000 feet, perhaps. Yeah, there was some of them up there doing that, but down on the ground with you pounding that leather on the earth, very, very few that have any wealth whatsoever is going to be there with you in these wars for oil. Congressman Charles Rangel, Democrat, he says he patriotically is enthusiastic about the draft. He says those who love this country have a patriotic obligation to defend this country. Folks, let's send Charles Rangel and his children. Let's send Chuck Hagel and his family before you and yours and my children have to go. Go to PatriotPoliticiansLeadWars.org and come on board with us. We can get this insanity stopped, but if only if we act now. Okay, let's go to the phones. Who's there? Oh, Don in Maine. Don, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Jack.
I'm looking at the clock. We've only got about 30 seconds, looks like.
Okay, I wanted to give you an update. You were giving some numbers on the draft.
Yes.
And from my research, what I found is that now it's the ages are 18 through 59. It's men and women.
Wow.
There are absolutely no deferments.
Yeah,
and they're calling up they're calling up veterans up to 70 years old right now.
Oh, yes, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, the draft says at this time, my dear, the draft, and we've read it here, that it's up to 26, but they're talking about raising it to 36. Now, I do know people personally that have been called up, and also this 70-year-old doctor, that are quite up there in age. They're pulling them in right now. But we're talking about just the draft that's not in operation right this minute.
But right,
anyway, Don, thanks for calling in tonight. We're totally out of time. Hope you'll call back tomorrow, okay?
I would like to. Thank you, Jack.
All right. Lord bless you now. Take care. Well, that's it for tonight, folks. Got to get out of here. This old cop just wants to leave you with this thought from the bottom of my heart. I truly do love you, America. Don't you doubt it. I truly do. Good night.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.